You know, there are lots of cool heroes in the Bible. Did you know that? Lots of heroes. Can you name any? Like people that just would inspire us just to live our very best life. Who can you think of in the Bible? Jesus is certainly one of them. Yes. Who else? Any other stories in the Bible you could think of some personalities? Who?
Noah.
Noah, great guy. Sure. Who else you got?
John?
Sure. John's a great guy. Yep. John told the story. You're speaking about John the Baptist, and we have John, the disciple of Jesus. Yeah, both those Johns. Anybody else remember any characters in the Bible? Luke. Who? Moses? Excellent. Moses. Sure. Anybody else?
David.
Heroes in the Bible. David. Wonderful. Anyone else? A favorite character in the Bible that inspires you?
Ruth.
Excellent choice. Thank you, Larry. That's a good choice. Well, I'm here today to tell you another story, and it's all about a celebration that's in the news lately. Our Jewish friends and neighbors all around the world are celebrating the Feast of Purim. Yeah, Purim. And Purim is a very cool holiday, and everybody loves holidays. And people love to exchange gifts and to extend greetings to one another. And during the season of Purim, which begins tomorrow evening at sundown, celebrates another hero in the Bible that I wanted to tell you about today. And her name is Esther. Have you heard of Queen Esther?
We did that.
Oh my gosh, yes. Queen Esther. She is so wonderful. Queen Esther, as the story goes in the scriptures, we read about this in the book of Esther, which is a very exciting story, has lots of drama, lots of action. We have this guy, Haman, who just hated the Jewish people. And so he tricked the king, that's Queen Esther's husband, the king, he tricked the king into signing a law like, oh, here's the electric bill, here's the other bill, here's the plumbing, you have to get that fixed, and by the way, you just sign that, pay no attention. And he gets the king to secretly sign a law that all the Jews should be killed. Not a nice man. In fact, when the Jewish people celebrate Purim, they have a play that they put on. And every time Haman's name, he's the bad guy, he's evil Haman. Evil Haman's name is mentioned in the story, everybody boos because he's such a bad guy. Well, anyway, Queen Esther found out because her uncle Mordecai said, Queen Esther, you should pay attention to this. Haman tricked the king into killing all the Jews. We can't have that. And Queen Esther just, oh, I can't believe he did that. That's awful. So she risks her own life and just breaks into the king's chambers and says, hey, king, Haman has tricked you into killing your subjects, these Jewish neighbors and friends that work right here in your kingdom. And the king was so upset that he decided to put Haman to death instead of the Jews. So the Feast of Purim is about celebrating Queen Esther's faith in God and her devotion to keep people safe in her kingdom. That's another job that all of us have, is we keep people safe in our homes. We keep people safe in our classrooms. And you know that there's a virus going around.
Coronavirus.
Yes, the coronavirus. And everybody is of course, concerned about that. But we try to stay healthy, and we try to follow good, healthy practices. Like, don't put your hands around your face a lot.
Don't touch anyone
afterwards. And washing your hands is super important. And the other thing is, when you can't get your hands washed, you should use, like, perhaps hand sanitizer and sometimes a little packet. So here today, you have hand sanitizer in your book bag? Well, just make sure you use it. And here are some individual antiseptic packs. We're going to leave these out in the back. If anybody else needs one, take as many as you need. We got plenty. But I wanted to give you a few of these. Keep these in your book bag too. And this is no substitute for washing your hands. But it's a great idea that before you get on the bus, you get off the bus, you go in class, go outside to play, come back in, keep your hands nice and clean and keep those hands off your face. Like Queen Esther, we can care about the people in our community. Let's thank God today for loving us and putting us in a community that we can care for one another. Let us pray.